You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Day two of the government shutdown. But we did have the Secretary of War in town yesterday, and so lots going on.
And the Attorney General, right?
And the Attorney General, they're going to bulldoze crime, baby. And I'll just say this: that, and I'm not going to weigh in on the merits of that right now. Maybe another time. I will say this, Jeffrey: if you were driving around Memphis this week and going forward, I know lots of people who've been pulled over in the past few days for, you know, it's the old broken windows, you know, for an expired tag. For speeding or whatever. And I've gotten, you know, heard from people in the police department about how many extra police there are and all of this stuff. So if you are out there driving around in Memphis, and I'm going to presume you are, be careful out there, as I used to say at the end of Hill Street Blues. Be careful out there.
Are we back to stay safe?
There was a stay safe, but if you Hill Street Blues was before your time.
I was just thinking about in COVID, whereas like ultimate.
I go way back. Basically, all my references are from the 70s and 80s.
It's fair
at this point. And so they'd have the meeting of the police, or you know, it's before the shift, and the last thing that that the sergeant would say. Hey, be careful out there. And that's all I would say to y'all as you're driving around the city of Memphis. Be careful out there. Be law abiding.
Ready, break.
And act with integrity, like as if you're playing Right and Then Right trivia.
Yes, of course.
Which we will do today. And we have a shocking development last week. Jeffrey didn't win. I would say Jeffrey lost, but really. There was not a missed point. There was not
he
a missed
went for two
question.
And got it.
There was not a missed question. That's exactly what happened. Everyone got every question right, and then when it came time to wager, our competitor, who was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Hey, it's Famous Fleeting. Famous Fleeting. He wagered all his points, and Jeffrey wagered some of his points. And so essentially what happened was Jeffrey took the extra point, kicked the extra point, went the safe way, and our competitor,
John in Midtown.
And our John in Midtown went for two. And much like Florida State should have, right? You know, in the end.
Wish they would have.
And so there you go. So it's got to be a bounce back week for Jeffrey on Right and Right Trivia. All y'all out there should be law abiding, and whoever ends up playing against Jeffrey should play with integrity. And that way, they'll get the fabulous prize, whether they defeat Jeffrey or not. Are you going to rethink your wagering strategy at the end of?
No, you're. I didn't realize you're such. I didn't realize you're so results based. I thought you would have been with me on the process.
No, but what's your?
It works for me a lot more than it doesn't.
Right, because Well, does it sometimes depend on you're counting on the other dude to miss the question, right? Or sort of.
I mean,
in that circumstance,
it's the classic that helps me out. But you also remember last week I had the steal. I still had the steal available. So
I guess my point is this: if you have a guy who is perfect throughout and a day on which Kevin seems to be asking easier questions. Did we have, was last week multiple choice? Last week
we had a multiple choice section, but I didn't think the questions were that easy.
You guys were geniuses.
It was the classic, I think, it was one of those ones where he started picking the right categories. Mm. And as Kevin has pointed out more times than not, you're playing me, not necessarily just the questions.
Yeah.
But I'm playing Kevin, which is the problem.
We'll do that in the second hour.
What's the fabulous
prize?
Jeff, we will have two tickets to go see Stars and Guitars Wednesday, October the 22nd at Minglewood Hall. All proceeds go to benefit Le Bonheur. It's a great event. Tucker Wetmore, I believe, is going to be the headliner. We got Tucker Wetmore, Chris Lane, Low Cash, Chase Matthew, Megan Patrick, all at Minglewood Hall on October 22nd.
So that is the...
Thanks to Chris Michaels for making that happen.
That is the fabulous prize. Thanks to Chris Michaels for making that happen. Also on the show today, we'll have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. That's our only guest. We got Chris Harrington, and then
did you see the exciting thing we have to look forward to during the second hour? Charles better be listening.
What's that?
Kevin has officially tried...
I don't think he's listening. It's Yom Kippur. I think he's probably in
services. Oh, that's okay. Sorry. You know? I'll send him.
Maybe like you, you watch football during church services.
Of course,
he could be listening to the Jeff Cotton
show. I think it's a little more frowned upon. I feel like it's a little more frowned upon at Temple than it is at Hope Church.
Anyway, what's going to happen?
Kevin has tried the Reese's Oreos.
I did hear that. Yeah. Kevin has tried the
full Reese's review Oreos. Coming also at 10:30.
Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock. We don't have any other guests, but Jason and John have Mike Sadie.
Yes.
Who will be joining the show. And Mike Sadie announced last night during his broadcast on WREG that he is stepping down. It's pretty, I think for a lot of folks, it was kind of shocking. He'd been here nearly 30 years, arrived roughly when I did, I think a little after I did. He does have the misfortune of being a Miami Dolphins fan, which shows poor taste. And also lately has not been a fun thing to be, right? A Miami Dolphins fan, but he's from Florida.
Seen a lot of playoff wins.
I don't really blame him for that. Honestly, if you are a Florida fan, you've had a better time than all things Florida. He likes the Gators too, I think. I think that's true.
Yeah, he's got a couple of titles during that run.
But the thing is, you've got titles. I've never had a title. So anyway, Mike Sadie will be joining them to talk about his stepping down. Doesn't it strike you that we have had a lot of this recently?
I mean, yes, it does, because I think when I saw the video last night, I think officially my childhood's dead. Okay. I think Mike was the last of the sports casters,
sportscasters. Jarvo.
George, I still remember George's walk-off at WREG, but Mike obviously was there. Fox. Who did we have at Fox?
Gaston did this stuff.
Yeah, Greg was ABC 24.
He's still doing his radio show. It just strikes me. And then we had Jeff Woods, who some of you didn't know, but
retired. Yeah,
he was a behind the scenes guy, a cameraman, fabulous photographer. Also at WREG, and it just has felt a lot like we've had a little bit of a turning of the page. Harold Grader, once upon a time, before that, and I talked to Mike at the I guess it was the Arkansas football game. Yeah, I guess it was the Arkansas football game, and he told me I had heard this was coming, and. In this day and age, when you hear that this is coming, you think, "Oh no, this is a cheap ass TV company making cuts." Right? That's my instinctive. When I hear about a media person now who is leaving their position, I immediately think, "Someone decided to some bean counter decided to save money, And that's true whether it's print, whether it's TV. It used to be the sports staffs at local news stations were dramatically bigger than they are now. And like Mike never had to be his own photographer. But that's increasingly what is happening over there. Colin Cody does a good job and will be terrific continuing on.
Happy for Colin, too, yeah.
But this is not what happened. And I mean, I'm sure you can hear when Jason and John talk about it. This is not what happened with Mike. Mike just decided that it was, and I'll let him speak for himself, that it was time to reevaluate his life. When you are in this business, and I cry no tears for people who cover sports for a living, A, it's what they've always wanted to do, almost invariably. Like, no one falls into it, right? You've been chasing it and since you were 12, right? So
maybe before that.
And it's been fun. It's been fun for me, and I'm sure Mike has had a blast doing it, the things that he's been able to cover this period in Memphis sports. But, and this is even more so for TV guys, because, like, if you're in print, you can pick your spots a little bit. Like, you're not, but TV is like radio. It's like this radio show, in that it's on every day. You know, every night it's on. And at least the radio show for me, it's 9 to 11. It's during the day. Like, when I started doing this, I specifically didn't want a drive time afternoon show with Gary. It's why the show became, instead it was the Jeff and Gary show, it was the Gary Parrish show with Jeff Calkins, because I wanted to be home with my kids. And Mike has been in a position where he just hasn't been home with his kids. He's got to be on TV every night. And then he's got to be at all the games. And it is a grind. It just is. And because the TV world is changing, it is ever even more of a grind. Plus coaching shows on top of that. And so Mike just did something that very few people do. He just decided, I don't want to spend the rest of my life like this. Like, he literally
got to walk off on his own terms.
And the last I talked to Mike, he didn't know what was coming next. It wasn't like, I think Jarvis, when he, you know, Jarvis has done Grind City and he does some other things. And of course, he still does Memphis football. But fundamentally, Jarvis was like, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Right. And then these are going to be side gigs. I think Mike still wants to work. Like, he bought a new house. Still wants to work. He just decided, and this is something, no matter what the paycheck is, no matter the prestige of the job, and that's a prestigious job, being at WREG on the main sports anchor, I want to spend time with my grandkids. I want to spend time with my family. I want to go home at night and kick back, and I want to live differently. And I don't think that's an easy thing to do, because I'll tell you this, he's going to make less money next week than he did this week.
No, there's no question of that. I do think you come to a point where it's like, it's not just like, oh, I have to go cover all these games. Like, I don't think we feel that way, but it's like there are things that you had to say no to.
Well, and I do think, I mean, honestly, it's one of the reasons why I stopped covering sports full time, is that I didn't want to be at every single, like, it's now when I go to a Memphis versus Arkansas game and I wrote that game column, it was a joy, right? But if I have to write every Memphis football column and go to every Monday night, every Monday, you know, media,
presser, everything, presser, yep.
And every time, you know, that someone makes a trade, or every time and basically every home Grizzlies game, and this all happens when other people are relaxing, right? That's your clock is totally reversed. Your work clock is totally reversed from the real world. I just said, now happily I could keep writing other stuff at the Daily Memphian, and this job is 9 to 11. And so it fits more normally into a normal lifestyle, but I have incredible respect for Mike saying, I got one life. There's a little bit of a risk here, because I don't know what's coming next, and something has to come next, but just enough is enough. Like, I think that's a really hard thing to do. I think a lot of us get on the hamster wheel and we get off at the very last minute, and maybe when it's, you know, maybe when there's not enough time to do the things you wanted to do. Now it's, you know, obviously Larry Ray kept doing his radio show till he was 82 because he loved it. But again, it wasn't it wasn't the daily grind that TV news is. I have incredible respect. Mike was and is just the consummate news, sports news guy. Like, that's what Mike totally, tells you the news, does it with integrity, straight up. Like, he was absolutely incredible hard worker, obsessive about the job. That's the other problem. If you are obsessive about the job, which he was and is, it makes you good at the job.
Yes.
But if you're obsessive about the job, it everything else becomes secondary to the job. And that's how Mike, it's why he was good, so good, and it's also why it takes a toll. And so, anyway, he will be on with Jason and John. I have an incredible regard for the work that he's done throughout his time at Memphis. And as another guy who came here from another market, not knowing how long he'd stay. A lot of us, when we come here, think we'll be here for 2 years. And then we find that it, we fall in love with the place and it becomes home. And I know that's true for Mike and for his family. And it's certainly true for me. Anyway, congratulations to Mike Sadie for the career he's had. And hey, if you want a consummate professional, I gather he'll send you his resume.
There you go. If you're hiring.
So there you go. You can hear more from Mike on Jason and John. Baseball. We got three elimination games today.
How are you gonna? I thought for a while, for the first few innings, I thought.
Well, the Reds.
I was like, are we gonna have four?
The Reds go up 2-0 before the Dodgers even get an at bat. Now, mind you, after that, they got a lot of at bats.
Uh huh.
That's the problem.
They did have a couple opportunities though. Like they had bases loaded, nobody
loaded
out
in the top of the eighth.
Yeah,
they had that. But Mookie with four hits, three doubles. They're just too good. They look like the wagon that they were supposed to be when the season began.
Why? Do you have an explanation for this? Why they operate more like the Yankees than the Yankees do right now, yet we don't have the vitriol and the hate for them?
Because it's not as longstanding. But I think, honestly, I think a lot of the impetus within baseball for a new collective bargaining agreement and perhaps for a
there's no question.
It's aimed at the Dodgers.
Correct.
So you as a fan may not hate, like, America may not hate them in the same way that
but
America
the owners might.
Once hated the Yankees. But yes, the owners do. I think there is absolutely a recognition that you can't call it an even playing field when the Dodgers are being these Dodgers. Nice effort by the Reds, I guess, but Dodgers move on to play the Phillies, which will be a tremendous series, and Shohei evidently is going to be pitching game one. How about that?
I mean, I also was thinking about that. Is part of the answer, it's like, it's kind of impossible to hate him?
Oh, impossible to hate. I see. You can't hate the Dodgers.
Right.
Because how do you possibly...
Because it's like every time he's on the screen, it's like, well, I guess I got to stay up to watch this.
I think there is something to that. It's impossible. It's impossible to hate him. So I think there's no question something to that. Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-3. Austin Wells with the RBI and Chase Chisholm, who was tremendous with the diving stop.
Yep.
And then scores the winning run after not playing in game one. What'd you make of this one? Ben Rice also wasn't a game run. He hits a 2-run homer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear to me that these two teams are pretty even. And to me, it's like when you think about the series that are going to go three, this was the one that made the most sense. Because even when you watch it, you're like, man, these teams are basically the same. I guess the thing that I've found interesting is maybe it goes back to my youth, whatever the reason is, like, I cannot root harder against the Yankees than I am right now. But you know what I actually stumbled upon? You know what I really think it is? I was so annoyed, fed up, angry when they tried to act like Aaron Judge chasing the American League home run record was something.
Right.
I was like, because you,
so it, you're mostly, you're
it's,
mad.
You know what? It's a lot of TV executives. Right. It's the media executives that live in New York and think the Yankees are everything. I was like, no. I want to watch the game. Like, I want to watch the college football game that you're interrupting. You wouldn't do this to the NFL.
So you've got two pitchers, starting pitchers today, each of who made their debut this year. Like, that's who is going to be deciding this. Cam Schlittler.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to
say. Do I have to get the dump button
Schlittler,
there?
Right? Big dumper. Schlittler is it, right? I got it that time.
Schlittler.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Connelly Early, who's like
Schlittler's list.
Who's a 23-year-old dude who's
correct.
Just called up, basically. And can you imagine?
Well, I mean, do you see the Guardians game in the first inning?
Oh, the center fielder
makes his MLB debut.
Chase DeLauder dropping a fly ball.
And it was jarring. God.
I mean, that had to be. It was just nerves, right?
100%. And then, I tip my cap to Bibby. Like, he strikes out the side after that.
Well, and DeLauder makes a big throw to save a run later on in the game.
You could feel when they kept showing the credits to ESPN, like, after the drop, they just, in between every pitch, they just zoomed in on his face. And you could just feel him go in his mind thinking, like, I've just ruined this for everyone.
We have lately, and I keep going back to Max Gilbert, who I root for now. I often think we underestimate the role that nerves can play. You know, I imagine being in that situation where you're Max Gilbert, you've never made or attempted a game-winning kick, and here it is on your foot. And everyone's in the stadium is watching, and you know
it's not that big of a stadium, right?
And I just think, and here you are, literally your major league debut is in the playoffs, and you drop a damn fly ball. But it's just nerves.
I think it was two things. It's clearly nerves, but I also think that's kind of the other problem with playing 1 o'clock Eastern. The sun is right there.
Okay, it's the sun and nerves.
I will say this. When I see somebody drop a fly ball, if they're not wearing sunglasses, I immediately want the worst things to happen to them. If you had your sunglasses on, you still lost it. I give you a pass. Like you at least took every precaution
you
possible.
Did everything you could do.
But you have if you drop a fly ball and you don't wear sunglasses, it's all on you.
So we got Yankees, Red Sox with the two young pitchers. We got the Guardians and the Tigers, which is perfect. It's the way that should have been. And then the Padres came back and shut down the Cubs. And you can argue why pitch to Manny Machado in that situation. But the truth of the matter is, Cubs scored zero runs.
I was going to say, they were going to lose. It was like 1-0 or 3-0. What do you want?
The score was. Exactly. Mason Miller is just ridiculous.
Turns out if you can throw 103.
He threw his fastest 104.5.
Yeah.
104.5.
You're giving Ron another plug?
Exactly right.
Does he really need that?
Ron and Karen do not need Mason Miller throwing 104.5. The river.
Five batters, 5 Ks.
All five outs by strikeout. If you don't get to the Padres before the bullpen, you're dead. Like they just, after what happened game one, starter was rolling along until he wasn't.
Yep.
And they're not messing around.
Yep.
He just went to the bullpen, and that was that. And so we have we got three elimination games. As we said, it feels like baseball is having a moment. Last thing before we take a break, Chris Harrington has a piece up. We'll talk to Chris about this straight up at 10 o'clock. Drew and Chris are both over there covering the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Drew has a piece up mostly about KCP and the Wings, and Chris has a piece up about Jaren and Ja. And I would ask you, it's been year 7 now. Has the Jaren and Ja era been a success?
I'd say yes. I mean, in the end, they've won a playoff series. I mean, to me, it's like a if you're saying it's a pass fail, I'm saying yes.
They've won the first ever division
title. Like, they've done things that are firsts.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? It's like, if you are a brilliant student, you're like, I were the principal, I'd come to you and I'd say, yes, you passed this chemistry class, but you're smarter than this.
Yeah.
You have the capacity to get a 99 and you passed. And so it is interesting, though. It to me, it's like, you know, yesterday, Ryan Silverfield is a topic of discussion all the time, it feels like these days. And John brought up when I was on with them that people are telling him he should, quote unquote, apologize to Ryan, right? And I said, well, that's preposterous. Any more than one should apologize. If you were critical of Penny before last year and saying Penny has been disappointing, let's be honest, the truth of the matter is Penny would say he's been disappointing. And so if you were critical of how the previous year went, if you were critical of all the constant changes in the coaching staff, if you like, I think, and then he had the year that he had. And so then you say, good for you, Penny. Like both of those things are true. And if you were with Ryan, if you said, listen, he's been a good coach, but he's been also, you can be simultaneously good and disappointing. And the program has taken a step back under Ryan. It just has. Like, both of his predecessors went to a conference championship game when the conference was tougher and they were not the team with the most resources, and Ryan had not. But that he'd been a good coach, but he's been disappointing. Both of those things are true. Good, accomplished coach who has also been, at some level, disappointing. And I think he would say he's disappointed that he didn't get to conference championship games, right? You can be both of those things. And I think Ja and Jaren have been really good and also disappointing relative to what we at some point came to expect. The stats are, in six seasons, the Grizzlies are 254 and 219. Well, that's good, right? That's good. They've been, in six seasons, they've been to five trips to the postseason. Hell, you don't think they'd take that in Charlotte? It's good. Think they'd take that in New Orleans? Think they'd take that in Detroit? Think they'd take, like, 5 out of 6 years, and the only year they didn't was basically when Ja played, I think, a total of 9 games.
Yeah.
Right? They have won.
No, also, beyond the injury, why did he only play nine games?
No, that's fine. One playoff series, they did win a playoff series.
Yep.
They both have major awards, Defensive Player of the Year, rookie, like major awards. They both made all-star teams. Like, it has been good. It has also been disappointing.
Yeah.
It has also been disappointing because it's one playoff series win. I don't imagine after Ja's first year, if I had asked you how many playoff series over the next, you know, if you go through the whole 6 years of Ja and Jaren, how many playoff series would they win? As a duo, you would not say, you'd not have said one.
No, I mean, you asked, I know it in like real time, you asked, did I think they would make a Western Conference Finals?
Did I really?
Yeah, and I said yes. And they've not done
when
that.
When do you think I asked that question?
It was, I think, in the middle of year two of Ja. Year two of Ja, I should say.
Will they make a Western Conference Finals? And you said yes. Mm-hmm. And I said yes, I'm sure.
The NBA Finals.
It was Western Conference Finals. And right now, if I asked you that same question, you'd say no. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but do you think Ja and Jaren will make a Western Conference Finals as the Grizzlies?
I think I'd still say yes.
You think yes. You'd say yes. Why?
Now the question, because right now the way the West is constructed is everyone basically was like, we have to reconfigure, like, we can't catch the Thunder. So we're having to reconfigure, and everyone's kind of in the same process at the same time.
Yeah, but that means okay, the good news is we're not talking about an NBA Finals. We're talking a Western Conference Finals, which means you get two teams every year.
Yep.
But if you're conceding that one of them is the Thunder, and then you've got to get by either Denver or whatever San Antonio is going to become, or Minnesota, or...
But I mean, Minnesota made the Western Conference Finals twice.
So,
like, yeah. That's my thing is, like, you just have, really what it is you just have to have the bracket fall your way. And like what we saw last year was the Nuggets ended up having to play the Thunder early. Like
if there was okay, you can believe, and I respect that you think they will, and that of course, we don't know how long they'll be together, right? Like they could be together. We could be talking about will you make a Western Conference Finals, and that could mean they're together for 7 more years, and so they got 7 more bites of the apple,
right?
Or it could mean that. Literally midway through this year, the job will be traded, in which case they certainly will not make it Western Conference final, right? We don't know how long this is going to go.
Right.
It's on track. They're on track to continue to play. You know, Ja's still under contract. Jaren has a new contract. It feels like you're going to get another, you know, 2 or 3 years of this anyway, right?
Yes.
So you believe what you believe. I would probably bet no, and I would say this. If I could go over to Polymarket, which is what I learned yesterday, it's an actual specific place.
Yes. You want to keep going?
And there were a wager, will the Grizzlies, with Ja and Jaren as their best players, will they ever make a Western Conference Finals? I would bet I would get pretty good odds.
I would think probably at least 8-1.
Yeah. But you still believe they will.
Yeah.
I'll say this, just
no. You can't ask me the follow up. Will they win a game?
No. The other thing is, it's interesting if you can get caught up with enthusiasm on a team in preseason. That's what it's for. That's what media day is for. Here I am thinking Jock Landale is going to be the next Steven Adams. You know, like I'm ready. Ty Jerome is going to be the perfect cerebral player. And
KCP is going to be back to his Denver form. Yeah.
You know what he's going to be? He's going to hit shots like Dez, but he's going to guard better than
right.
Dez.
He's
longer. Instead of having to have Jalen Wells chase the best offensive player, sometimes it'll be Jalen Wells. Sometimes it'll be KCP. And you're also going to have Cedric Howard out there. All of a sudden, you're going to have wings that can guard a depth of them. You're going to have a depth of ball handlers. But I really do find myself thinking, and I know you've been here, and I know that Chris has been here, that if it weren't for the injuries, Jaren's and particularly Edie's, we would be thinking, I don't care what the rest of you people in the country think, the Grizzlies are going to be a contender in the West.
The second tier.
Yeah.
In the non-Thunder tier.
In the non-Thunder tier.
I think that they could.
They are wildly underrated. They have a lot of potential. They've got Ja. They've got Jaren. All of a sudden, they got all these wings.
They're more athletic defensively. Yeah.
He was going to be unleashed in his second year. I would be extraordinarily optimistic. And I think that there'd be a little bit of a, you people are wrong.
I'd be in keeping receipts mode.
I would be in keeping receipts mode. It's just hard to be there when it's going to be till.
Exceptionally hard.
When it's going to be till, Christmas before they're all, we don't know. We don't know. We'll talk to Chris about that straight up at 10 o'clock. Again, we're going to play Right of the Right Trivia. What's the fabulous prize, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we have 2 tickets to go to 90, or I should say, The Wolf is presenting, our sister station, The Wolf is presenting Stars and Guitars. It's at Minglewood Hall, Wednesday, October 22nd. By the way, you can buy your tickets now because proceeds do go and benefit Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Headline, Tucker Wetmore, Chris Lane, Low Cash, Chase Matthew, and Megan Patrick.
All right. We will we'll be back in a moment. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Chris Herrington straight up 10 o'clock. Then we'll play Rider Than Right Trivia. Before that, a couple things I do have to mention. One is I have been reminded it is Tiger Reunion weekend. They're welcoming back all former letter winners, administrators, coaches, managers, trainers. I don't see sports columnists on this list, Jeffrey. I don't see that.
Way to make it about you, huh?
It's all they're welcoming back. This is cool. They're welcoming back all former letter winners, administrators, coaches, managers, trainers from all sports to this event. No, they're a member of the family. I'm joking. All these people are a member of the Tiger family, and they are having an event. October 3rd.
Shout out managers and trainers.
Particularly.
Work
October 3rd.
So hard and get tomorrow? So little recognition. What day? October 3rd. Yes, that's tomorrow.
They're having an event. If you are one of those people, a former letter winner, administrator, coach, manager, or trainer, especially a manager or trainer from all sports, they're having an event tomorrow at Old Dominic from 5:30 to 8:30. That's right there at 305 South Front Street. That's fun. It's should be a great time at the Sim as well. Do you like the Sim? I don't like the Sim. I just said it, but what are we calling it? The Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Oh, I didn't
Simmons
even.
Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium is not.
Let's be real.
It's too
if,
much.
If I'm not it's now, especially Bank. Now that Simmons Bank isn't sponsoring the show, I just said Liberty Bowl.
It's the Liberty Bowl. Anyway, it should be a great weekend at the Liberty Bowl. And again, they're having a reunion for Memphis Tigers. So that's cool. And then also want to formally apologize to Matt Stark.
You know what?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Uh-huh.
It's Patriots week.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's Patriots week. Cannot be fraternizing with
and
the enemy.
we had Sam on yesterday. Like we you know
when of course we're talking about this because Mike Sadie has stepped down at WREG, and we were reflecting on how much there has been in terms of change. And for the longest time, well, when I came here, it was George
at WRNG,
and it was Glenn Carver.
Yep,
he was with George.
Yes,
and it was Harold Grader. Do you remember Harold Grader?
He was
before your time.
So I know Harold now,
right?
I don't remember
he was on
him
TV. You don't remember? He was on
I don't
TV.
Really
he was a
remember.
Anchor. And of course, Jarvo, right? And
so was Harold at WMC?
And it just stayed. I've never been able to keep the damn station straight. I'll be honest. It is one of my weaknesses. I don't know who was on what. It's just like plazas in town. Which is Poplar Plaza? Which is name a plaza? No idea.
Well, I only know Poplar Plaza for sure now because I live there.
But it's just like the same.
What's the one we can never?
The
240 and Poplar, whatever that. No, I got no chance.
Same people were here for forever. So like that was a, you know, that was a, it, we also had Carrie Anderson, right? She was a reporter, But that's the thing. People had big staffs. Matt Stark was a stalwart for a long time, and then all of a sudden it changed, and it continues to change. And some of that's because of media changes. Just the world of media has changed. People come and leave and, you know, 2 years or whatever else, or the staffs are smaller. So it'll be interesting to see. Will there ever be a lineup like that where you knew who was on every night, every place? You know,
I mean, maybe it's the classic, like you don't know like what another generation thinks, but I just don't think the media landscape's the same. Yeah. Like those people all, like they came and stayed in one job.
Well, what was one of the interesting things too about Memphis media was,
for the longest time, we weren't even a pro town.
But they all were reporters. Like, they all were reporters. Gaston, too. Like, they all were reporters. I was astonished when I moved to Memphis from Miami that John Stamm, my sports editor, would assign someone to watch the news sportscast.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you do that? That's just, they're just serving up the same stuff that we had, you know, in the morning in the Sun Sentinel or the Herald or whatever else. And here, they really got news. They broke news, all of them. They were all reporters. And I always had incredible regard for that. I think George set the standard there. Like, George sort of set the model. And maybe that's why people are like, no. We're serious journalists. We're not just talking heads on TV. And so right down the line for all of them, that's sort of how they've conducted themselves. And I have, again, great regard for them, including Matt Stark, despite the fact that he is a Pats fan.
On Pats Week.
All right, you know what? Let's. I didn't tell you we were going to do this. Let's play Believe It or Not.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephon Diggs is going to get his revenge on the Buffalo Bills this weekend, Jeffrey.
I do not believe that. people realize he has not been good even at the Pats, right?
He was very good this past week.
Okay, who wasn't good against the Panthers?
And I bring this up because you brought up the Bills-Pats game. He, before this weekend, he had 13 catches. Of the first 3 weeks, he had 13 catches, 112 total yards. Okay? So it's not, he wasn't, he was just a mediocre, kind of a non-factor. He was not a wide receiver one, right? He was not that.
Yeah, but at least he doesn't garner a lot of attention.
He was six. He had six catches, 101 yards versus the Panthers.
Okay.
He is also, across the entire league, first in receptions per target.
Okay. So I guess now they're just throwing it to him when he's open?
He hasn't dropped. He gets open and doesn't drop the ball. That's what happened there. Maybe I'm feeling a little more warmly to him because this is what he said. He said, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere down there. It's one of the best fan bases in the game, if not the best fan base.
Okay.
Sucking up.
Yeah.
He's sucking up on his way back to Buffalo.
What the Euros did to the American audience last week.
He is a total prima donna, and I'm not a fan, but there you go. Okay. What Shedeur Sanders did yesterday is why NFL teams shouldn't want Shedeur Sanders and didn't want Shedeur Sanders.
So I don't believe that, but what I do believe is true is, like, I think a lot of Shedeur...
Well, let's remind people of what happened yesterday in case they didn't see this. So Rex Ryan was talking about Shedeur Sanders, and he said that he talks and runs his mouth. And so Shedeur, and this was presumably in a reaction to that comment, yesterday during media availability, he didn't speak. He just mouthed comments with no words came out. And he was sort of half smiling and whatever as he did it. People would ask him questions, and repeatedly he would, as if he was talking, but no words would come out. So, yeah, what'd you think? Go ahead.
So, I think oftentimes with Shedeur, his reputation is worse than, like, the actual body of work. But this is what I would say to him is, when you do things like this that are immature, like, you can sit there and go, well, it's because of this, but it's clearly an immature act.
How about just give fuel to all the fire. If it weren't, I'll argue the other side, and then I'll tell you what I really believe.
All right.
The other side would be, this is not a big deal. He was just having a little fun. It's not a big deal. He didn't come out and blast anyone. He didn't say he should be playing, whatever else. He just was having a little fun, and the only reason that anyone cares particularly about it is because it's Shedeur. If it were someone else,
quarterback. That's wrong.
What?
He knew exactly what he was doing. Like, that is an attention-seeking move.
You're exactly right. Here's the other thing. It is exactly right. When you know that one of the issues you have is people think you are an attention seeker and people think you are a distraction, and the reason that people don't want you as the backup quarterback literally is, well, because they think you're not, like, good enough to justify it, right? It's a little bit of the same thing with Colin Kaepernick.
Well,
same thing with Tebow.
Like, 100%.
You're not, for different reasons.
Correct.
You are not good enough. Like, if you were Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, it wouldn't matter. You could be as attention-seeking as you wanted. But you are not good enough to be a distraction. And so when you know that that is the knock against you, to do something that calls attention to yourself, as this is, shows a total lack of awareness. And it's like, oh, he's being exactly what we feared he would be, a distraction. That's what people are talking about in Cleveland now.
It's the person that gets a face tattoo and goes, why are you looking at me? Well, you have a face tattoo. Like, that's the thing about Shedeur is, like, then everyone's like, why are you picking on him? It's like, I wasn't talking about Shedeur until he did this.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. Rams are going to blast the 49ers tonight.
I'm going to say I don't believe that because the Rams don't blast anyone. Like, even the Titans, they only beat them, I think, by 13. Like, if you go back, like, they haven't beaten anyone by, like, 17 plus in, like, 3 years. So, I just don't think that that's what's going to happen. Although, the Niners, I do kind of start to wonder, like, is the Shanahan thing running its course?
How could you possibly say that when it...
I know the injuries and all that, but injury, like...
I mean, if the injuries are, like, insane. It's like, this is like judging the Grizzlies 2 years ago. They're no Purdy tonight, again. No Juwan Jennings tonight. And Ricky Pearsall's been great. No Ricky Pearsall tonight.
I'm with you, but at the same time, it's like they're running out of other people to blame.
All you have to do is blame the injuries.
I'm a Shanahan guy. I think he's an elite coach. I think he's this generation's Andy Reid. Like, if he ever got an elite quarterback, I think you'd be seeing that type of success. But at the same time, it's like you are running out of people to blame. And, like, in the end, they picked Purdy.
And that
who would you rather have, Baker on $35 million or Purdy at 53?
Well, and yeah, how long is Baker's deal now?
They extended it another year this offseason.
And it's only 35?
Correct.
What a bargain. The Baker-Sam Darnold game we got this week.
Oh, yeah.
What are we learning about quarterbacks? And I wonder, like...
Where you go matters.
Both. Is it where you go matters, or is it also experience matters? Like we're seeing...
No,
this,
Baker was really good right out of the start.
Yeah, he was. But
they Stefanski scapegoated him, that's where... How would the Browns be better off?
So you think whether it's Darnold or Daniel Jones or Pavia, like in college,
yes,
Pavia, and it's Brandon Lewis for that matter.
Sure.
What the lesson here isn't that you should go get a veteran who has failed somewhere, whether they failed or succeeded somewhere else. The way to win, if you don't have a quarterback, what you should do in either college or pro is go get a guy who's been around. That is the lesson. That is what we are seeing. And rather than a new guy, what you're saying is, in fact, it's just what you put around someone matters.
Well, they were both. That's the other thing. They were both first round talents.
Yeah, but Darnold didn't succeed. Like, you could say Baker was good from right off. Darnold was not. Darnold was not good.
Well, he had a good opening year, and then the Jets just jetsed. Like, where you go matters.
If you're looking at the Giants situation, right?
Yeah.
With Daniel Jones.
Perfect example. Everyone that leaves the Giants gets better. Why is that?
The funny thing is, though, it's not even the same coaching staff. It's not the same GMs. It's not the same
organizations
around
matter.
Them. I mean, it must be hell of depressing. And you are a Giants fan when you are looking for the quarterback of your future. And maybe the biggest surprise of this year, you tell me, the biggest surprise, here we are, by the way, this is a reason why a 17-game season stinks, is you can't have a quarter poll. You know,
Did you not check ESPN today?
They had a quarter poll, right. You can't.
We got quarter season awards from Bill Barnwell.
But you can't have, but there's no quarter season.
Tell that to Bill.
He's forcing them. The biggest, if you were
to I think say, he's doing important work.
What is the biggest surprise of this season? Is the biggest surprise Daniel Jones?
I think it has to be.
I mean, there are other surprises. The Ravens are a surprise to the downside, right? I think the Texans stink in the way they do. Kind of a surprise to people. Not to us, honestly.
We were out early.
We weren't there for that one. I think the Ravens being 1-3, surprise. But that's really a product who they played. Like, whatever. They've lost to the Bills. They've lost to the Chiefs, and they lost to the Lions. Who was the other one? Who's their third loss?
So they beat the Browns. They lost to the Lions on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the Bills. Come on, man. Literally three of the five best teams in the league. So is that the biggest surprise? I think the biggest surprise is Daniel Jones.
I mean, Bill on his quarter, he has him number two in his quarter season MVP.
Well, that's interesting, because here's my question. Here's the other. I was actually going to ask this question: Is the Here you go. Ready? Here's believe it or not. Believe it or not. The MVP, a quarter season in, has to be Dak Prescott.
No, I don't believe that. It has to be Josh Allen.
Who does he have?
Josh Allen. He doesn't even have Dak in the top three.
Really?
Yeah.
Dak's been really good.
Dak was really good on Sunday.
Dak's been really good, and Josh hasn't, except for game one, Josh hasn't really done much at all.
Yeah, but like it took him four games to throw a pick.
Well, that's true. He is good at – it's weird. He's suddenly not – he's good. He's got James Cook running for 100 yards a game. Literally 100
yards. That's also because everybody's scared of Josh.
That's interesting. And they've beaten the 0-4 Jets, the 1-3 Dolphins, and the 0-4 Saints. It's actually one of the things, again, this terrifies me. I was looking at another piece today that was explaining why the Bills are overwhelming favorites to win the Super Bowl or to go to the Super Bowl. And a lot of it is they're 4-0. Their schedule is easy relative to this, relatively speaking. You got other teams around them who are supposed to be good, whether it's the Bengals, the Chiefs, or the Ravens, who are all struggling. The Chargers, oh, they were going to be the new up-and-coming power, but then they lose. No one really takes the Colts seriously or the Steelers seriously as real contenders. They take them, you know, okay, they'll get to the playoffs. So I think the path looks like it's opened up for the Bills. The thing that people don't recognize about the Bills, though, is the teams that they've beaten have one win between them, and the Bills still, defensively, total middle of the road. EPA per play, 17th. 17th.
Yeah, we talked about this. We're getting all the injuries out of the way early.
This is a team, offense has never been a problem. In their four losses to the Chiefs, they have scored nearly 30 points a game in the playoffs. In the four losses to the Chiefs, they have scored nearly 30 points.
The only game I would say the only game I'd say you can make the argument the offense was the problem was the Bengals playoff game.
The Bengals game was the problem. But I'm
But they also didn't have the ball. It's like they punted once and they just
If you look at the four losses to the Chiefs,
yes.
They've averaged basically 30 points a game and they've given up in those four losses to the Chiefs 35 points a game. They did sign a new punter yesterday. I'm going to put this up, one of the best nicknames in all of sports, okay? Are you familiar with Mitch Wisnowski and his work?
I'm not, but I think that was the San Francisco punter, right?
San Francisco punter. He's from Australia.
No way. Really?
And, of course, any Australian punter could have had this nickname, but got it. The Boomin' Onion.
Mm.
You like it?
Why? You with like all it? The Australian punters.
The Boomin' Onion.
Why did we just find this out in 2025?
That
nickname could have been. Think about we've
I
had,
think we haven't paid enough attention to Mitch Wisnowski. No, but we will now.
No, but my point is this could have gone to any Australian punter.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.